After you're back, you become a medical doctor.
Which I had no interest in college. You know, I took no biology. Anything that could squish, you know, electronic circuits are just so clean. Okay, there's a little bit of the solder that, you know, can give a little bit of smell when you've got the flux on it and things like that. But anything that could cry would be worse than anything that can squish. So when I came back, part of my time was just, if you will, spent getting my head together. So I'd worked with the AFSC speaking around the state in 72 about the war, about the Quaker perspective on that. Basically, I could talk about weapons, but I didn't think people wanted to hear about weapons. I think they wanted to hear about the people who were involved on all the sides, and particularly the people I knew best. And then after that experience, a Quaker family, the Tookers in Cannon Falls, took me in, and I tore apart old buildings, which was very therapeutic, and then picked apples and worked as a carpenter's helper. And then I went back to a school while I worked for a small company. Part of the reason to go into medicine was, I'm not quite sure how to put this, relieving pain sometimes helps to relieve your own pain. You know, so if you think of, I'm so good that I can help all of these other people, it's in some ways condescending. Sympathy is you feel the same things. I can feel loss because I felt loss. So I went into medicine, if you will, to be in that circumstance where I could both heal and be healed. And it was a good choice. I'm glad that I did that for a career. So, and I'm glad the Mayo Clinic took me on staff. It was a superb organization to work with. They allowed me to go back to Vietnam and do research with some of the doctors at Bach Mai Hospital, and then look up my neighbors, the ones who had been in the re-education camps, and make contact with them and actually help some of them to come to the United States in a very small way. I mean, they did most of that themselves. My contributions were minimal.